You know what it is. That's right. It's time to talk money with your money nerd and financial coach. Now, tighten those purse strings and open those ears. It's the Money Talk with Tiff podcast.
Hey, everyone. I am so excited because I have Girish Bali on the line. Now, Girish, we connected like about a year ago and, you know, we were supposed to be on each other's podcast and things happened and life was crazy. And so we finally reconnected. And in that time, he created a whole production company, podcast production company. And so I wanted to bring him on the show today to kind of explain to us what a production company does, but also if we have any podcasters out there listening or people that want to start a production company, how that process looks. So thank you so much, Girish, for coming on the show today.
Absolutely. Thank you again, Tiffany, for inviting me, and definitely an honor. I mean, it's been a year that we've known each other, and it seems like we became good friends offline. Then all of a sudden, we were supposed to be on each other's show, and that didn't happen for many different reasons. And there's no right and wrong answer. It's just, I think the timing was not right. And we're finally here. So thank you again, Tiffany, for inviting me.
Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure. So let's hop right into it, right? So you started a production company. Now, for people that are listening, what exactly does a podcast production company do? Or what does that even look like?
Yeah. So, you know, when people, they say production company, the first thing comes in their mind is that they're building a movie or they're building a music product, right? And that's what common sense is. I mean, take it. I mean, that's what it is, right? But for me, the back to basic media company is more of just making an interview videos or an audio podcast. For me, it's a whole big scrapbook, as you want to call it, right? In that scrapbook, I'm going to have people who are beginner podcasters. They don't know how to be a podcaster. So there's a course for that. Then there's a podcaster who is a podcast, but don't know how to brand themselves and don't know how to edit their work, or they don't have time for all that crap. They hire someone else, which is someone like me. So we help and guide them, right? And we also have a podcast consulting company that if you want to get into branding and how to brand yourself, what naming convention do you want, or what color coordination do you want? So I try to help that out too. But in the interim, we also want to get into digital magazine, which we were supposed to do in 2022, but that didn't happen. But we will be shooting that for 2023. And I'll tell you the reason why there was a delay when we get into the phone call. But that's what a production company is for me, Tiffany.
Awesome. Awesome. So what I heard is like you pretty much help podcasters or wannabe podcasters from point A to point B when it comes to creating, ideating, and then distributing their podcast. So that sounds like an awesome service that I know a lot of people would be interested in, especially people that are constantly coming to me like, Tiffany, I want to start a podcast. And, you know, typically they don't even know where to start. And so having a production company help you along the way sounds like a pretty good solution to some of those issues.
Yeah, Tiffany, yes, that is true. And I want to make sure that people understand that I'm not trying to be salesy that you come to me for a production company to help you. If you want to start a podcast, you can just use your phone and an earpiece and just do it. Right. So it's not that you need to come to me and I will make you a podcaster. If you are a podcaster, just do it, because that's how I started. Right. And it's more of a passion than anything else. So I want people to be sure that if they want to get into this podcast business or podcast, whatever, just do it right. I feel. Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. Now, let's go back to you as a podcast host, right? So, you know, way back in the day, now I'm just kidding, but back when you were just podcasting, what made you decide, you know what, I just want to take this to another level and I want to help other people with this process as well. What made you make that decision to jump into this new kind of arena in podcast production?
I don't know, Tiff. I always wanted to educate people, and I didn't know how to, right? I also wanted to guide people, and I did not know how to. Do I have an answer today? Probably I don't. Probably I'm learning as we go, as we speak, and I might just close the production company tomorrow. But the way I feel is that if you don't learn and if you don't understand what people are looking for, you'll never know, right? And the more and more I start talking to people, people like you, people like everyone else, they are saying they need help. And that's the thing. We all need help, but we don't know how to get there. Me starting a podcast, which I did not know that I was going to be a podcaster. I was a radio jockey back in my young days, understanding, I just like entertainment. And I liked celebrities coming into the radio station and chit-chatting. You know how youngsters are. So I went there and I said, I'm going to be a radio host, RJ. And I went there and I said, I went on the show and the manager did not like my work, honestly, for the first 9 months. He thought maybe it's a trial, maybe I'm still learning, and which is true because I never really done it, right? At the end of the 9 months, 10 months, he says that, I don't think you're fit for this radio station. And I wanted to ask him why. And what he said is, I don't think your style fits our radio station. The style meaning, hi, my name is Tiffany. Hi, my name is Girish. Like how back in the days the radio stations used to be. I can't do that. That was just totally fake. So I said, you know what? This is just not my arena. I just wanted to go there and meet celebrities and all singers and whatever on the radio station. And I did meet few people. That's not the point. The point is I wanted to grow. So then, career came in the way, wife came in the way, life came in the way, kids came in the way. And I just went on with my career. And then I just started this podcast. And when I did a intro on December 2020, I said, you know what? If people are going to love me, then I'm going to go for it. If people are going to hate me, might as well just close my books and say, see you later. And here I am after 298 episodes, and season three, we're just starting in January in 2023. I think I'm very fortunate of where I came from.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And first of all, kudos, 298 episodes. That's a lot. As a fellow podcaster, I'm like, woo, I just got tired listening. But 298 episodes, that is a big feat. Especially, I saw a stat recently where it said most podcasts don't get past like episode 5 or something like that. So being that you're in 298, you're going on season 3, those are huge wins. And I'm excited because I'm actually on season 3. So real quick plug, you can find me on the Back to Basics podcast in season 3 in February. And I'm not going to do any spoilers because you need to listen, but I am in that season. So check it out. But anyway, back to our conversation. I do my own ads. So back to our conversation, though, I think it's phenomenal. And if people didn't get anything else out of what Girish just said, it's just put that thing out there. Whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish, put it out there. If you fall flat on your face, cool. You learned what you should do, what you shouldn't do, so on and so forth, and you can build it better. So with that being said, as you were going along this process, because now you're, about a year or so in. So as you were going along this process, what were some maybe like the top 2 or 3 things that you learned in this process that might can help someone else?
Wow. I didn't really care about quality. I actually cared about quantity. That was my goal because the way I looked at it is that I was older, right? I don't have enough time to show my showcase. And I said, let me just shoot out a whole bunch of portfolio. Then people understand what my style is, what my skills are. If I released episode per week, I don't have much time to improve, do I? So the way I thought is I should release episodes every day. And in that everyday process, I've learned all the mistakes that I went through. The, you know, the mic, the audio, the visual, as you see today, because this is the visuals on season three, and Tiffany is seeing the difference between my season two and season three transition. You know, the lighting is different. The camera is different. I have three cameras now. You know, I might go more, you know, when it comes to season four. But I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot in marketing, which I did not know. I've learned a lot in email marketing instead of email spamming, right? How to do social media marketing versus putting a TikTok video versus a Instagram video or a YouTube video, right? Those are hits and misses. There's no science to it. If someone says that you are going to get 1 million followers or 10,000 followers on XY social media, might be true, but then how do you sustain that number? That's the key, right? You can spend $100 in order to get 1,000 followers, but are you going to sustain it, or are you going to lose those followers, right? Because you're not giving quality work. So to your question, there's a lot of misses, a lot of pains, but you know, it's okay to go through that. And look at me today. I'm podcast is successful, not successful. I really don't know. You have to be the judge of that. But in my eyes, I'm successful every day whenever I do any recordings.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said before, I mean, we both got past episode 5 and 10. So I think we're both pretty successful podcasters.
Yeah. So, I mean, what you're talking about is podcast fading, fade away, right? And people, they fade away after COVID. People, they fade away after fourth and fifth episode, as you mentioned, which is boredom, or they're not getting that many downloads because they're thinking, they want to be the new Joe Rogan. They want to be the new Howard Stern. They want to make $1 million tomorrow or 10,000 tomorrow. It's not about money. Yes, money is very important. But the thing is, that is not your goal when you're starting a podcast. You're actually advertising a medium for your business. My business, I have a studio. I have a photograph and videograph business, which I handle. And I use this medium to advertise my work. I advertise my technology work. I advertise my social media work, which is the production company that I've started. So yeah, you learn as you go on that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, I mean, everything you said was golden, because A, it's not a fast game. It's a long game. You definitely have to be in it to win it and have a passion for it in order to make it work. I was just saying earlier today, actually, I was at like a networking event and I was like, you know, back in the day, my podcast was like, I was happy to get 100 downloads a month, right? I was like, oh, I'm winning. And then now to look, and I think last month I had like 5,000 in a month. So I was like, wow. But I didn't focus on the numbers. It was just putting good content out there. And so that's what Garish is saying. Just make sure you put your content out there, make it as good as you can for where you are. And then you can always add on, always change lighting, change cameras, change mics, you know, whatever it is you need to do or feel like you need to do to step your game up. It can always come later. So that was definitely awesome pieces of advice for people that are first starting out and then trying to figure out how to grow. Now, if people were interested in your production company or checking out any of your podcasts, because how many podcasts do you have now?
Yeah, about that. So I have one podcast, which is Back to Basic Mode. And that's where you and I connected as of today's date, which is season three. And it's a soft launch already, but in January, it'll be a full-blown launch. I will be having 4 podcasts. I'll be having Back to Basic Mode Business, Back to Basic Mode Wisdom, Back to Basic Mode Trending, and Back to Basic Mode Health. So I cover that, and there'll be 25 episodes each for that season, which means a total of 100 episodes for season 3.
I'm just over here like, woo, that is a lot of recording, but it's a lot of good information. So I'm super excited that you have seen so much growth over this past year. Like you said, you changed everything about your podcast from the background to the lighting to the cameras, and it looks fantastic. And I'm so excited for you as someone that has known you, you know, back when it was, you know, different. So anyway, with that being said, how can people find out more about you, your production company, your podcast? Where could they find that information on the web?
Yeah. So thank you again, Tiffany, for that. My Back to Basic Mode, I have a YouTube channel. So you can go there and type Back to Basic Mode. If you go to any audio platform, I'm on every audio platform that you can think of. And if you think that I'm not there, please do let me know, because I will make sure I'll be on there. When I'm saying audio platform, I'm talking about Spotify, I'm talking about Apple, I'm talking about Google, I'm talking about everything that you can think of. Even back in India too, which is called Gaana app. So I'm there too, right? And Audible too, I think. So if you go to my website, which is backtobasicsmode.com, and the reason why it's a mode is because there are different modes of topics that we touch. And that's why it's called mode. So yeah, connect with me, contact me, schedule with me, a 15-minute consult, free of charge, no issues at all. I do like to know your thought process. If there is a mistake that I'm making, please do let me know. And if you think that you need help, please do let me know. So either way, connect with me. I would love to talk to you, chat with you, and hopefully we'll grow as you and me in a big circle.
Yes. Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Garish. And if you all didn't catch all of that, I will have it in the show notes. So feel free to check there for all the links, all the different platforms and everything like that. So I'm super excited that you finally came on the show and was able to share your knowledge with us. And we're just going to get back to basics, right?
That's it. That's it. Back to basics. And remember the motto of the show: everything in life goes back to basics, and that's what we did today, guys.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much, Garish, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you for listening, joining, and being a part of the Money Talk with Tiff podcast this week. You can check Tiff out every Thursday for a new Money Talk podcast. But if you just can't wait until next week, you can listen to previous podcast episodes at moneytalkwitht.com or follow Tiff on all social media platforms at Money Talk with T. Until next time, spend wise by spending less than you make. A word to the money wise is always sufficient.